Mrs. Bungalow and then to the radio station.
First to the bungalow. Dinner is being served, but Jane paces the living room studying hard. Neil enters from the dining room. Listen.
Jane, how about your dinner?
Oh, don't bother me now, Neil. Can't you see I'm busy studying these questions and answers?
But Ace is getting upset about you not eating anything. He was coming out here to make you come in and eat. It's a good thing I beat him to it. If he'd have seen you in this list of questions...
Neil, do me a favor quick, will you?
What?
Hold this paper and see if I know them.
Not now, Jane. You're going to give the whole thing away. I came here tonight to have a laugh on those two when we listen to the program. Now, come on in and have some dinner.
Oh, wait just a minute. Ask me the first question. Go ahead and see if I know it. Ask me. Who was it who said, I would rather be right than be president? And I say Henry Clay. Now, the second one...
That's right, Jane, but look... You've had all day to study those. This is no time.
I want to be perfect, Neil. I'm even going to study them in a taxi going over there.
Now, don't pull this list out at the radio station. If you do, when they see you, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble. Now, come on, Jane, please, have some dinner.
I'm not hurrying, Neil. How can I think about food? Oh, ask me some more questions. Go ahead, Neil. I think I've got them all, but I want to be sure.
Oh, Jane, you're a problem.
Oh, give me the list. Here comes somebody.
What's going on, Jane?
Oh, nothing, dear. I was just getting ready to leave.
Well, if I'd have known this radio thing was going to make a nervous wreck out of you so you couldn't even eat your dinner,
why? I'm not hungry. I had a very big lunch. I've got to go now, anyhow. I got my coat and hat here all ready to go.
Yeah, you're leaving already?
Well, you haven't even had a bite to eat.
I tried to tell her, but she wouldn't.
Well, this looks like a bad night for you, Jane. Not only you lose that bet you made me last night, but you also miss out on a meal.
Well, all I can say is, oh, yeah?
Very happy report, I called it.
I already called a taxi. I want to be here yet.
I'll go and see, Jane.
Oh, a meal, a bet, and a taxi. A very bad night, Jane.
Oh, you shouldn't tie my seat this early, dear.
Oh, you mean before the hat?
That's
That's what I
thought.
Jane, there's a cab out there now.
Oh, I'll be right there. Well, goodbye, everybody.
Good luck, Jane.
Thanks, Marge.
That goes for me, too, Jane.
Oh, you don't mean it, because if you did, you wouldn't bet me.
Oh, I can be a sport. Anyhow, I can spot you good luck and still beat you.
Well, thanks, dear. Well, I'm off.
Yes.
Goodbye, Neil.
Don't lose the $25 prize on the way home.
Oh, I won't. I got the place all picked out in my bag where I'm going to put it. Don't forget to turn on the radio.
Forget? We wouldn't miss this for anything.
And there she goes. Poor Jane.
Well, it was her idea. Got the place picked out in her pocketbook where she's going to put the $25.
Well, it's nothing like confidence.
I didn't get this bet business. What was that?
Oh, Jane very foolishly bet her husband she'd win the $25.
Yes. I'm going to give her an added $25 if she wins, and she's going to get along on half of her allowance if she loses. So she gets half an allowance this coming week.
Yes, if she loses, of course.
If she loses, are you kidding?
Well, I think you all underestimate Jane.
Oh, Nicky.
Well, that's my opinion. Oh, your opinion, huh? Mm-hmm. You wouldn't care to back that up with a few bucks?
No, I wouldn't take advantage of you.
Take advantage? I ought to take advantage of you, but if you insist.
Oh, no, Mr. Ace, if you insist.
Well, it's up to you.
Take it easy on yourself.
Oh, are you serious? You want to bet something, too?
If you insist.
Oh, stop saying if you insist. Well, just forget about it.
I'll forget about it if you insist.
Well, we just stop saying if... Look, I'm trying to save you some money, but if you're going to make an issue out of it...
If you insist.
It's a bet. Anything.
Anything you say.
Put it out.
If you insist.
Will you stop? Anything. The sky's the limit.
Eh? Here you are. All I have. Let me see.
Get it out. Just put it out. Get it out.
15. 16 bucks.
Oh, Neil.
Let him alone. He asked for it. I've got to teach him a lesson, just as we do James.
I'd like to see the color of your money, Mr. Ray.
Well, yes. With pleasure. What a night this is going to be for me. Here you are. 5, 10, 15, 16. Now, hold it, Marge.
Oh, Mr. Moss, the sponsor was just asking for you. Said he wanted to see you before we went on the air tonight.
What now? He's always coming in just before we go on the air and making trouble.
Here he comes.
Oh, well, hello there, Mr. Johnson. How are you?
I'm quite well. Now, look, old man, you've got to do something about these questions tonight.
Again? Well, you should make up your mind before this, Mr. Johnson. After all, you have this list of questions a week in advance all the time.
I know, but I've been out of town. These questions are entirely too easy. We've had too many complaints about that in the mail. You know that.
Well, they seem hard enough to me.
Well, they don't to me. You've got time. You've got millions of questions. You can change the list.
But not tonight.
Tonight, if you please.
All right. You're the boss, I guess. But I don't see what's so easy about these questions.
They seem tough enough to me.
Well, you're an announcer. Anything seems tough to you.
Yes? Well, Mr. Johnson, who was it said, I'd rather be right than be president?
Who was it? What?
I see. That's the first question on the list. Who was it said that?
Oh, that's a cinch. George M. Cohan. That's too easy.
George M. Cohan. Mr. John.
I don't care to argue about it. Change the list.
Well, okay. You're the boss.
You bet I am. We're going to give $25 away in these times. At least let's make them work for it.
Okay. Well, now that we got the money up, there's nothing to do but sit back and relax and listen to this. Marge, how you coming with that radio?
I'm getting it, I think.
Right on the dot. They ought to be on now.
Oh, here it is.
What a night this is for me.
Presenting for your entertainment and edification, the Question Mark program. And now we present Mr. Question Mark.
Is that loud enough for you,
Mr. A? Don't ask me. We want Neil to be comfortable. He's the one who's going to lose his job.
Loud enough for me.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Question. And now we proceed at once to our contestants. Firstly, just step up here, please. What is your
name?
Henry Clark. Oh, I mean, Jane H. Yes, sir. Mrs. H. Yes, sir. This is the first
question on the list. What is a lapalotomy operation? Henry Clark. I beg your pardon. What did you ask me? I said, what is a lapalotomy operation?
Oh, I think you're asking the wrong question. Well, that's at least
$5
of my bet,
yeah. What's that question here,
sir?
Oh,
I'm
sure.
I don't know.
Will
you?
Once more, Mrs. H., don't be nervous.
Guessing or stumbling on answers.
Come on now. How about that being a good sport?
Well, she hasn't answered one question. She just...
Extra lesson, please. Trent, yes, sir? If you were about to eat some eggs, which of these would you sprinkle over them? Chloride of lime, calcium chloride, or chloride of sodium?
Chloride of lime?
Oh, no. Not unless you want it to get pretty sick. It's chloride of sodium, which is plain everyday salt. And over the man mark with Trent next.
Here's Dan again.
She doesn't answer this one.
If you answer this one, Mrs. A, you win first prize, and the other two contestants play it off second.
Well, if you'll ask me the right question.
We ask the right questions. You worry about the right answers. What is the expression used by the bailiff when he opens a court session?
Now, that isn't the right question.
What
is it? Mrs. A, I'm asking the question. It's up to you to supply the answer.
But that's not one of the questions,
are you? Do you or do you not know the answer to that question?
Now we'll see who wins this bet, my friend.
Well, come, Mrs. Hayes, we can't stand here all night. What is the expression used in opening a court session?
Well, I don't know where you found that question.
I found it all right. I know what I'm doing.
Oh, yes?
Correct.
What?
Oh, yes. Court is now in session. That is the expression used in opening court.
Wow, that's no fair.
Well, I never in all my life.
Well, my friend, it looks like I collect a little better. Well,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Now, Mrs. Hayes, I present you with this $25 award. Congratulations.
Oh.
Well,
thank
you.
Well, she can't do that.
Hello, dear. It was a tough
fight.
I'll be home early.
Oh, isn't that awful?
Well, if Jane wasn't smart enough to know the right answers, Mr. Ace is certainly a wiser man, though several dollars sadder. But more about that when next we meet the Easy Aces.